Where is God? God is everywhere. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. That's what we're talking about this week, the omnipresence of God, the fact that God is absolutely everywhere. But do you know, that doesn't mean God is everything. There are people who believe incorrectly that God is everything. God is the world. God is the universe. But God is separate from those things. He created those things. That's not what the Bible teaches. So my friend Logan's going to talk a little bit more about that today. But first, he has a ridiculously cheesy joke for you.
Hey, Uncle Jeremy, why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
I have no idea.
Because then it'd be a foot. Wake up, kid. This is Logan, and it's time to talk about God's omnipresence. Remember, God is everywhere. You've never been alone, and God sees everything that's going on in your life. Sometimes the idea of God being everywhere can be really confusing. Right now, you're sitting in a room, or maybe riding in a vehicle. You're in one place. God is in that place with you, but He's also in the room with me and every other person who's listening to this podcast. In fact, God is in the room or car with every person on the entire planet. If someone moved the room you're in, you would move with it. Or if the person driving your car turns and begins going a different direction, you would go with the car. In the same way, if the world we lived on moved or was destroyed, we would go with it. We are part of the world we live on, but God is different. God is in the world, but God is not a part of the world. Remember, God was around before the world. Colossians 1:17 puts it this way, He is before all things, meaning, before anything else existed, God was already there. In Genesis chapter 1, we read about how God created everything. He exists inside of all things He created, but He is bigger than His creation and is separate from His creation. He exists in the things He created and beyond them. If those things go away, He will still be God and He will still be everywhere.